congratulations.
Yeah,
Brock.
Let's bring that up.
I got to tell you, what a great young man, a great family. You know, his offers started pouring in the summertime, and he had 10 or 11 total offers from anywhere from Division II NAIA schools and then a couple of 1AAs. And he committed to St. Thomas University, who's joining that 1AA conference that Drake's in.
Yep, Pioneer League.
The Pioneer League. And it's going to be a great fit for him because it's a great school academically. You know, Brock's like a 3.9 GPA guy. He's got a 30-plus on the ACT, and he needed an engineering school because he's committed. That's what he wants to do. And then St. Thomas got an outstanding engineering program, and it's a great fit for him.
Yeah, he's not just one of these big guys who's going to be an underwater basket weaving major. He's a guy that has
no, sir. He started telling me some of the classes he's going to be taking, and I just went right over my head, man.
Yeah.
I said,
yeah.
No.
There's a reason why I was a communications and journalism major and not an engineering student. Brock Stonick commits to St. Thomas University in Minnesota. Of course, Stonick from St. Evan football, standout two-way lineman there, and he's going to go on and play at the FCS level or 1AA, as Coach and I would call it from back in the old days, that kind of thing. But going to be interesting because over the course of his career, they're going to transition into 1AA, and he's going to have a chance to play at that level. So we want to congratulate Brock Stonick. And he texted me yesterday afternoon and told me about it. And I texted him back with a couple of questions. He never texted me back. I don't think he wanted to go on the record.
He's learning the game.
He learned how to deal with the media, hasn't he? He got out his message and didn't want to answer any questions. So we congratulate him for sure. And, we're looking forward to seeing what he does at the college level. I think he's going to be a guy that really translates. He's got kind of all the tools that you have to have, and he's got that frame, Coach, that looks like, you know, he's walking around at about 260 pounds right now and actually looks kind of thin on that frame.
You know, at 6'6", 255, 260, whatever it is, you know, I had a great conversation with his mom and dad a couple of years ago because Brock didn't play my first year here. You know, he was committed to basketball, and I said something to Mom. I said, listen, I said, he's got something that you can't coach. She says, what's that? I said, height. I said, on the basketball floor, he's a dime a dozen because there's a lot of 6'6" big guys out there.
Yeah, all over.
On the football field, they're dying for 6'6" linemen that can move and are athletic and have good feet. And at that time, Brock was probably 185 pounds. Well, you know, in 2 years, he's gone from 185, 190 up to 255 or 260, and that's not going to stop, you know.
Right.
He's going to come back at Christmas, and they're not going to recognize him. You know, he's probably going to be 280, 285. And by the time he's a senior, he's probably going to be 310, 315 and being a dominant player at that level. And I'm excited for him. I think it's a great fit academically and football-wise. Coach Caruso, who's the head coach up there, is one of the top coaches in FCS.